We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Hey, how much time did you spend over the weekend watching all the details and the video of the wedding of Jeff Bezos and his wife, Lauren Sanchez?
Big old goose egg for me, brother.
Yeah, you know, I happen to see it watching the news once in a while. Mm. I didn't go out of my way to see it, but, you know, I'm watching the news and then all of a sudden a clip comes on. So I saw a little bit about it. But, you know, so many celebrities there and a lot of attention is being paid. Like, this is like some mega superstar. He's just a rich guy. He's a smart businessman, but it's not like he's got talent. It's not like he's an artist of any kind. He's to be respected for what he has created, founder of Amazon, but he's just a rich guy. And sometimes I think he's trying to, take on the pit bull motif. Looks a little bit like pit bull. but, you know, this is part of the voyeuristic society that we are. You know, people love to peer into the private lives of rich people.
You know what it's given me right now is that old TV show where the guy's like, they sit around all day and eat caviar, lifestyles of the rich and famous. They're
That's
covered
right.
in jewelry. They've got beautiful women hanging all around them, living in his Rolls Royce, a 27-car garage. We've always
great.
Been. Thank you very much.
Very
we've,
good.
That was his Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
You don't hear much about that show anymore. No,
it's,
I think
that's not on reruns. I don't see that on Netflix.
I think the guy died.
The guy died after eating 2 tons of caviar in one sitting.
But, I mean, really.
He drank himself to death with champagne.
the guy was, you
he
know,
was
I mean,
trampled by his own prize-winning horse.
It's Jeff Bezos and his wife, Lauren Sanchez, and like enough already. If you are too infatuated with that, you're probably a royal watcher, which I am not. I don't care about the royals. Sometimes I think there's a cool story that comes out about the royals, but I don't care about the royals. I don't care about Jeff Bezos and his new wife and the attention that was paid to this. It's just like, it's kind of overwhelming. And did you ever see a picture of his yacht?
The Bezos yacht? No.
I mean, it's black. It's like a small cruise ship. It's about a half a cruise ship. I mean, this thing is huge. Well, the bigger cruise ships, I'd say it's a quarter of a cruise ship. But I mean, it's stacked with different layers and it just amazing. I mean, you could live on this thing and never run into people that are on this yacht. That's how big it is. So, you know, I respect the life that he's created for himself, but I'm just not that infatuated with the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care about Jeff Bezos. I don't love what he's done to the Washington Post, not to put too fine a point on it. I think it's kind of whack that he comes in and says, hey, we're going to redo the op-ed section of this story newspaper so that it's more about, you know, free market capitalism and more about Donald Trump, which I guess is fine. You have the right to do that. It's your paper. I wish that he hadn't. But, you know, you'll often hear me say the op-ed pages in the nation's major newspapers are terrible anyway. I don't know if this was the right way to reform that particular issue, but, well, there it is.
Yeah, there's an interesting article on Mediaite.com about Hamish McKenzie, the co-founder of Substack, and where Substack fits into the media today. And I'm so proud to be part of Substack now. And I posted a video before the show, and I would love for you to be a subscriber. Just go to Substack.com. And a lot of people are, and just find Scoot on the Air and just become part of that, because I'm putting most of my stuff there and not on Facebook anymore. So I've got an article there about that. But he talks about the role of Substack right now, and it's really a very interesting role in the world of the legacy media. In fact, the legacy media kind of used to be afraid of Substack, and now it seems like they're kind of embracing Substack as a source, because it is a legitimate source of news and information now. It is totally unlike TikTok, totally unlike Facebook, different audience there, and I am loving it. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment.
Substack.com, Scoots on the Air. You can become a subscriber today.
Very good.
Thank you.
Did a great job with that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.